Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ken Rosenthal, surprised? The Red Sox have already added a few arms. I don't know where he was.
I don't know.
1-85.
It's the bad boy of baseball. Ken Rosenthal.
He is. Yep. Little fella.
Little fella, but packs a punch.
Bite worse than the bark on
him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, it's not about the stature, right? It's not about the size of the dog in the fight. So it's fight in the dog, I believe.
applies to Ken Rosenthal for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Little teeny tiny Kenny Rosenthal.
Pocket size Ken Rosenthal.
It applies to him for sure.
But he'll stare at you. He'll mean mug you.
So we got some buzz from the winter meetings, and I basically boiled it down to, I mean, look, we all want them to sign Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, Kyle Schwarber. You like Bo Bichette. I'd love for them to land a big-ticket free agent. That's not even my bar for this winter meetings, okay? Because I don't know how many of them sign at the winter meetings, although you mentioned Juan Soto signed in December a year ago, which is earlier than I remember.
He's also, like, the guy that starts the process.
Domino, as you put it.
Maybe that's Kyle Tucker this year, but even then, it's going to be, like, half the contract of Soto, so other guys can probably sign one.
So, like, look, I'm not holding them to. You have to sign a free agent at the winter meetings. None of them might sign, and if none of them are signed, no harm, no foul. I mean, I'd love for them to leave with Pete Alonso, but if they don't, okay. They do need to make some trades to clean up this surplus of arms that they have, you know, trading for Oviedo and Sonny Gray. While I like more starting pitching depth, like you don't need all these guys. You don't need those two and Bayo and Patrick Sandoval and Cutter Crawford and Early and Toley and whomever else I'm missing in there.
This is a marathon of a season, though.
You don't need all those guys.
Might.
So trade one of them for something you do need. You also don't need all your outfielders. I'm not moving Anthony, but I'll listen on Rafaela.
Yeah.
I'll definitely move Duran and or Abreu. Christian Campbell's lurking somewhere in the outfield mix. So make some trades this week. Get something done. And that's kind of what I want them to do over the next few days in Orlando. We do have some updates, though, from Bradfo. The first we touched on earlier in the show. No real momentum involving the Red Sox and Ketel Marte, who we both think, if you're going to talk about Bichette and Bregman in one bucket over
here. Yeah, he's in there.
Marte belongs in that one.
Yeah.
Maybe different than the Alonso, Schwarber, pure 50 home run power type of bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Guys who can help in your middle infield or corner infield spot. That makes sense. The other recent update from Bradfo, from winter meetings per source, Red Sox have drawn back on their pursuit of Joe Ryan. I thought it was saying back in. No.
Drawn back. Good text here. Guys, quote, drawn back. I think the author meant to say scaled back or withdrawn. Such a strange term when used in this context.
All right, we'll yell at Bradfo about that.
We'll
on
ask
Wednesday.
Him about it on Wednesday, but I believe that they are, again, a lot of posturing right now, a lot of agents saying one thing, players saying another thing, teams saying another thing. So you got to obviously take it all with a grain of salt. But it does seem like in a bizarre twist, usually this time every year, the Red Sox are super interested in every player, right? This is what we've always been led to believe.
Good point.
Very interested in Juan Soto. Didn't get him. Like, very interested in all these guys. Don't get any of them. They're now the reports today are not really interested in Ketel Marte or Joe Ryan.
Right.
What is that? Why not?
Are you saying that's good?
Well, it could be. I mean, based on recent years, maybe it could be. But the Joe Ryan one, I don't know. It seems like, or are they withdrawn because they've already given all their best offers and they're waiting for the Twins to make a decision?
I know our guy Justin in D.C. feels this way. He's like, them trading for Gray and even to a lesser degree Oviedo was a sign they were never going to get the Joe Ryans
possible.
Of the world.
Yeah, possible.
Now, look, Joe Ryan hasn't moved yet, and Gordo tweeted this out earlier today. The Athletic reported over the weekend the Twins plan on keeping their stars, meaning him and Buxton. They're not going to move those guys, was the buzz over the weekend heading into the winter meeting. So if Joe Ryan doesn't move, I'm not going to crush Breslow for not getting Joe Ryan. If Cole Reagans doesn't move, I'm not going to crush him for it. Same thing with Scooble. Like, those are the names we want. Hunter Green. Skeens is a dream for a lot of people out there. If none of those guys moved, now you got to make the best of what's left, and we can evaluate Sonny Gray and Oviedo in that realm. If all these names move, then we're gonna kill them for it. But, yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I also heard Lou talking about this over the weekend. It might have just been one of his, like, dog walk-style videos.
Got it.
Or maybe he said it somewhere. I can't remember. But he's like, when the Red Sox make moves with this front office, they kind of come out of nowhere, which,
okay.
I mean, Bregman didn't, Crochet didn't, but now think about this offseason. Sonny Gray, where'd that come from?
Nowhere.
Oviedo, where'd that come from?
From the clouds.
So I got Lou's point, at least recent vintage, this offseason. The moves they've made really came out of nowhere, and they happened quick, and you didn't hear anything about any of them.
All right, so I brought up, I got a real gotcha moment where I asked you when Juan Soto signed, and it was very early, December.
Yeah, because I told you I knew, and then you said, well,
follow-up
what was
question,
the date, and I failed spectacularly.
All right, when did Alex Bregman sign with the Red Sox?
That was February 28th.
Good guess. February 15th.
Oh.
So, like, 2 full months from now is when they signed their biggest free agent of the offseason.
You have, not to put you on the spot, when did Story sign? He was late too. So, like, some of their most recent.
He was in March.
I was going to say, some
he
of their
doesn't
most.
Doesn't have a Wikipedia page with Bregman.
Some of their most recent, quote unquote, big ticket signings, which are compared to Soto and guys like, you know, Otani, are laughable that they're even considered big ticket.
It's also how they got into that whole mess with Devers, because we got, you know, the season was getting ready to start. There were guys even showing up to spring training already. And you're like, all right, they're telling them he's their third baseman. Story signed on March 23rd.
Yeah.
So way later.
So, like, when they make their moves, they tend to be later.
Mm.
And they're waiting for a deal. So,
that's true.
I don't think they're going to make a
big signing. Well, those are both signs.
Yeah.
Signings.
I don't think they're going to make a big signing at the winter meetings. And I'm not holding them to it. I don't know how many of these guys are going to sign. They do have to make some trades
make
the next couple of days,
yeah,
right?
Make a trade.
You are in. And I forget who put it this way last week. I think it was Buster Olney. You're in an enviable position where you have this surplus of pitching and you have this surplus of outfielders. This is the time to do it, Breslow. You're there with all the other GMs.
Yeah.
Like, hammer out some deals, okay? You've been negotiating. You've been talking all offseason. That's your job. It's the only thing you do.
Yeah.
So actually follow through on some of these and get some things done this week at those two specific areas. I think there's a good chance that happens.
Because Duran Abreu, I mean, I guess Rafael, but I wouldn't even include him. For the sake of this, you could just say Duran and Abreu, maybe Christian Campbell, then Peyton Tolley and Connelly Early, because you might get something
and
for him.
Maybe Bayo.
And maybe even Bayo. That's like six different names. Tristan Casas, I know there's not a lot of value there, but like another younger guy that would be included in some of these trade
talks.
Throw
him on the list, sure.
I mean, and then that's not even scratching true minor leaguers, which also, if you're really trying to make a move, you can maybe flip some of those guys. Like, they have, I mean, 10 very tradable type players, and you're trying to figure out what the best roster is. I just wonder, and I know things can change quickly, but based on what Ken Rosenthal said when we're coming back, what Bradford's saying about Joe Ryan, and that's not the first we've heard of, like, after they got Sonny Gray, like, they're pivoting to bats. And you're like, all right, well, they need both, right? They need both. So if you want to prioritize bats, whatever, I don't care how you describe it, but, like, you want to still land a pitcher. I have less and less faith that's going to happen.
Like,
I
wonder, a high-end pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder if they're like, hey, guys, Bayo had a good year. We like the two guys that they brought in. And now with Crochet, that's four spots in your rotation. And then you only need one guy to emerge from Sandoval, Houck, Crawford, Tolley, Early.
Well, maybe we're missing it too. Maybe the outfield surplus isn't for an arm. Because that's kind of how I had always thought about it. I'm like, well, Duran's going to go for an arm. Maybe Duran goes for a bat. Or maybe, you know, Abreu goes for a bat. And now, I'm not saying it's Ketel Marte, but someone like that,
right,
you're adding to your lineup, and then you could do one big splash as opposed to the two big free agent splashes. Maybe. The other news is from earlier in the day. We touched on it. Well, one came out over the weekend that Pete Alonso is telling buddies of his that the Red Sox are high on his list. That was according to Pete Abe. The other one is, and this is from a Tigers beat writer, Evan Petzold.
Petzold.
P-E-T-Z-O-L-D. The Tigers like Alex Bregman, but their interest is quote-unquote lukewarm. The Phillies are in on Bregman, but they may re-sign Schwarber. So Bregman might be running out of real true options. So he may kind of have to come back here tail tucked a little bit to the Red Sox.
Yeah. That's why my plan, I offered him 2 years, $80 million.
You said.
Yeah, he's the
it's
deal.
Still there for you.
Yeah, we're not going to.
You opted out of it. It's still there.
Not making you take a pay cut, yeah. Alex. You meant a lot to the team, but we're not going to give you a raise. We gave you a perfectly good contract a year ago. You should have just kept it.
The whole Marte thing's interesting, too, because it came out of nowhere this weekend. Good player, third in the MVP 2 years ago. He is a NLCS MVP. He's a three-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger. Got MVP votes last year. He is 32.
Is he a bit of a pill? Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, Nick.
There's like some weird stuff.
You did more
teammates.
Research on this. What happened? He just kind of went AWOL.
Got burglarized around the All-Star break. Oh, he was like supposed that. To fly home with Corbin Carroll after the All-Star break. He ended up saying, "Oh, I have more days off because of the break-in," and flew to the DR and didn't tell anybody.
What?
And then the teammates hit him because he didn't play through injuries. Corbin Carroll played through a broken hand.
Okay, yeah. So this was
yeah.
Saying.
So he's yeah. not so well.
There might
in that
there
room.
Might be something going on with him and his teammates, which is my understanding. But you just shook your head. You're out now?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm out.
I mean, he sounds like Devers.
But I already had him.
You can't get a hold of him in the Dominican right. Republic. That's what happened with Devers.
Right. And you got rid of him, and everybody, we complimented him for that. Mm-hmm. And like the team seemed to be going in the right direction. And so you still have a lot of really young guys that you're relying on. So do you want to throw Marte, if all this stuff is true, right? We'll just take it that it is. Throw him in there with Roman Anthony and Marcel Meyer and all these guys. Like, I don't know. I already had Bregman and Bichette ahead of him anyway on my wish list, so like he was already third for a reason. But he is a good player, so like I don't want to go too far down and not have any of those guys, right. And then you end up replacing him with, you know, oh well, Campbell will play second, and Meyer will play third. It's like, well,
that's
I don't
big,
know if Campbell can, and Meyer,
drop.
Hopefully he's healthy enough to do it.
Right, so. I don't know if Meyer has the bat and healthy yeah. enough, and Campbell can't play. I don't think Campbell's in the second base mix anymore. I think he's an outfielder, I think.
Yeah, you might be right.
He might be a
right.
DH.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, in all honesty, that might be his spot in MLB. 617-779-7937. The other funny thing that came out of the winter meetings, Keith, is that Jeff Kent, finally, is now a Hall of Famer.
I know, I can rest.
He spent 10 years on the ballot, didn't get in.
Deservingly so.
Yeah, he was deservingly shut out after a decade on the ballot. He got to this veterans committee, or whatever they call the modern vintage now, a committee that voted on him. He got 14 out of the 16 votes. He needed 12 to get in. Carlos Delgado was next on that list. Mattingly and Dale Murphy were on that list. Bonds and Clemens all got 5 or fewer votes, which is crazy.
Yeah, I just feel like that ship has sadly sailed. I don't think those guys were getting in. Well, every year I'd say I'd vote for them. Every year they don't get in.
Their next crack is 2031.
Yeah.
So they are not up. They're all off the actual baseball writer's ballot. The next time they're at committee or available to a committee to vote on will be 2031.
So I disagree with guys like Bonds and Clemens not being in the Hall of Fame. But that's sort of like people could scream at each other all day about that. Nobody at this point is changing somebody else's mind. So
well,
the vast majority of the BBWA, but really though, like I don't think so. Like
the
dug in anti-steroid guys aren't going to really flip their vote. But I don't think the answer is let's take a bunch of guys who are really good but not Hall of Famers and let's put them in. So at least we get like some players going into the Hall of Fame. It's like I don't need Scott Rolen in. I certainly don't need Jeff Kent in. I don't need a bunch of these guys. Either put the real Hall of Famers in or wait until there's guys that you view as maybe doing it without cheating. If that's how you're going to put those guys in, then so be it. And we can wait a few years for those guys. But I hate the idea of like really watering it down. Like you're already trying to, as they say, tell the story of baseball without the guy who's won more MVPs and without the guy who's won more Cy Youngs and without the guy that socked all these dingers and without all these. So, all right, fine. Those guys aren't in. But now you're going to go in there and be like, Jeff Kent's in here.
How do you tell the story of baseball without Jeff Kent?
Pretty easily.
He hit the most home runs ever for a second baseman. We looked up who was second just because we were curious. We're like, why would that get you into the Hall of Fame? And the guy who was second was Robinson Cano, who also was not a Hall of Famer, but had a way better career.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff Kent, I'm going in reverse order, Keith.
Okay.
2023 was Kent's last year on the ballot. His 10th year on the ballot, he got 46.5% of the vote.
So not even half the vote.
2022, he got 32.7.
Okay.
2021, Jeff Kent got 32.4.
Mm.
2020, COVID year. People were very distracted.
Yep.
27.5% of the vote. I mean, so that's where he was at.
So he did almost double his vote at the end. Like, people felt bad, but even then, it wasn't enough.
Hang on, I'm trying to go to his first year on the ballot.
Where
did he start?
That's another baseball BBWAA thing that drives me nuts, is when you look at some of these, the guy gets like 10% of the vote 1 year and then 50%. So I don't know. Maybe I guess people do change their minds.
Jeff Kent's first year on the ballot in 2014.
What did he get, like 8%? 7%?
15.2.
15%.
He started on the ballot at 15.2%.
So
a decade
three
ago.
Times the people voted for him at the end because they felt bad. Mm-hmm. And even that wasn't enough to get him in.
No, that got
and
him in the low 40s.
How crazy is that? Like, you have 10 cracks at it? You and I went to the extreme the other day. We were talking about the Football Hall of Fame. It's like, give me 1 year. If you get in on that 1 year, great. If you don't, you don't. But 10 years, that's enough time.
Year, though. That was Maddox, Glavin, and Frank Thomas all going in. Biggio was just out.
Good.
Piazza was just out.
Yeah.
Jack Morris, Bagwell, Raines. Tim Raines somehow got in there.
Raines?
This is the same way that Harold Baines got in. It's one of these more recent vintage committees where he probably had friends on the committee if you had to go back and really dig in on it. 617-779-7937. We're small hall guys, Keith, but you are you're a no on Jeff Kent?
I'm a no on Jeff Kent.
I'm likewise a no on Jeff Kent. Steve is in the truck. Hello, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. I got a question. Why do you keep referring to Abreu? Because who else is giving you 30 home runs and a Gold Glove in the outfield?
Who else can hit 30 and a Gold Glove? Well, so, no, we were just saying, like, I would rather move Duran, but I'd move him in the right deal.
Yeah,
you wouldn't,
me too.
You wouldn't, Steve?
I wouldn't move Abreu. I'd move Duran first.
Okay, but that's that's not the question. I'm saying if you could get something you wanted for Abreu and you're not getting what you want from Duran, would you move Abreu?
Well, you've got to get something that's comparable to Abreu or better. I mean, I'm not going to take a step down, if anything.
Okay. I'm more open to moving him. He's good.
Well,
good
the next
glove.
Time he hits 30 home runs will be the first time.
Yeah, what did he? I was going to say, did he hit like 25? What did he hit this
22.
Year? 22. There you go.
I mean, he's good. He's good in the outfield. But I think that's sort of the point, though, is if a team you're talking to about like a high end starter or even first base, which I haven't really considered, but let's just say like something like a bigger need on the team, and they would prefer Abreu than Duran.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, like, whatever you get more for, I'm not trying to like shoo him out the door. It just feels like you need to trade one of those guys.
Yeah.
So if it ends up being Abreu, fine. Work it around. Roman Anthony now has to play right field. Rafael is still in center. Jaron Duran can play left. I ideally, I think, at this point, would keep Abreu and have Rafaela and Roman Anthony in left field and then trade Jaron Duran, but I wouldn't go kicking and screaming if Abreu's gone.
Me either. The fear is they're overvaluing Duran, which is what Passan wrote the other week, where he's like, they're still in between his 7-WAR season from 2 years ago and a 4-WAR player last year, and are they overvaluing Duran, which would push them into moving Abreu? I'd have an issue with that. But in a vacuum, if I can get more for Abreu than Duran, then I'd move Abreu. I'm with you on that. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in line for WEEI Afternoon. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. We'll get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Lanny.
Certainly, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss and Jones. The Bozo Touchdown Parlay didn't hit this week,
no, sadly.
You had Chase Brown, though. Shout out to you.
I did.
Good call there.
Got in there. It was like plus 140 by game time. It went way down.
And it happened quick.
Real quick.
Got that one out of the way. Our guest picker, Dice, did not hit, and he has been lobbying all weekend for he's been lobbying for another crack at it. I think the rules are the rules. We're nothing if not sticklers for rules.
We are.
As soon as the guest picker loses, they're out. We go on to another guest picker. This week's picker is Shime.
Chris Shime.
Yeah, Shime.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Dice said he has a proposition. The fifth guy should be allowed to stay in until they go under 500.
No.
If the record gets into negative, then they get replaced. Hashtag let Dice stay. Dice was a good ride.
It was a great ride. You got a hit.
You'll always have Rashi Rice.
Yeah.
But you're done, son. We're on to the next one.
We're going to have to move on. Yeah. So we will be back. Get back on our horse this Friday.
Around 1:30 here on Jones and Keefe. So I guess that's why it's time for Grab Bag.
Very good.
Quick. That was fast.
Sadly, the Survivor League, Jones and Keefe, is over. I mean,
no!
I did win. I won. I lapped the field three times, but it is over. So you'll be getting no more Survivor picks from me, sadly.
Who knocked
Week
14, you out?
Cleveland Browns. Well, I guess the Titans technically just the one that knocked me out, but my pick of the Cleveland Browns.
That's a shame.
Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, we do have an update within the last few minutes. Kevin Stefanski said Shedeur Sanders will start the rest of the season.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going with Shedeur.
Back to the thong.
Not Deshaun Watson. Yeah, the thong. The thong song's in there. Cisco himself. Taking snaps for the Browns.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Grab Bag.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. One of the all-time sketches on SNL. Jones, the 12-team college football playoff was announced over the weekend. And, boy, is there controversy.
Ugh.
People are all fired up. Who's in? Who's out? Etc.
Mostly from angry, fake Notre Dame fans here in Boston.
The Irish.
Yeah.
The Irish. The other fellow Keefs out there were very upset that our Irish are not in the dance, even though they lost their first two games of the season, including to Miami, who got in over them.
And they beat no one.
Although,
all year. They beat nobody good all year.
I consider myself a casual college football fan. I also play the video game all the time, Braggs.
Sick, Nick.
Come on, Nick. And so I thought I was aware of the rules. I was not aware of the rules because prior to the game, I thought the ACC winner automatically got in.
I also thought that was an auto bid.
Listening to some of the talk on Friday and Saturday, I was like, oh, this is how James Madison and Tulane and these small conference teams can get in. They needed Duke to win, who they won. So Duke beat Virginia. So the ACC champion didn't even get in. So Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien, coaching in the ACC, their conference champion didn't even get in, unlike the Sun Belt champ and the American champ. Those guys got in. So that was surprising to me. But the biggest story, I guess, is Notre Dame did not get in. They're crying about it. They refused a bowl bid.
They refused the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU.
They're not playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
They said no. So look, the best gripe, because Notre Dame doesn't deserve to be in, and honestly, again, you said it, with 12 teams in, I don't need to hear number 13 crying. Like, I really don't have time for it. I don't care.
Like, you lost twice.
Thank you.
Like, you had
a three-loss team in Alabama should not be in the playoff.
Well, yes and no. I mean, Notre Dame didn't play in a conference. There is no conference championship game. Alabama, who already beat Georgia, had to play Georgia a second time. You think Notre Dame on a neutral field would have lost to Georgia? I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Alabama, I don't want there to be no stakes to these games, but I'm not going to kill Alabama for playing an extra game against a team they already beat when Notre Dame would have got run off the field by that same team just like Alabama did.
Yeah.
That's unfair. Notre Dame just sat on their ass and cried about it.
If Alabama was 10-2 with the wins that they had, which include Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Tennessee.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
And they lost to Oklahoma,
so,
and they did lose to Florida State.
The best gripe anybody has is when they do all these FPI rankings, Notre Dame was ahead of Miami going into the final weekend. Neither team played. And all of a sudden, Miami leapfrogged them, even though they beat them head-to-head in these FPI standings.
Yeah, no, that's bogus.
So if you're telling me that the way they vote is silly and stupid and they need to relook at that, well, duh. Yeah. I mean, they have to, all these selection committees, of course you need to relook at it and who's friends with who and why they voted a certain way.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head. Miami got in at the end of the day, and they deserved it. And even if the FBI rankings were out of whack a week ago, I don't care. I think they ultimately got it right.
And you know what's funny, though, is I'm so glad that there is a playoff. I thought it was crazy, especially as a kid when you were like, so the best teams play each other at the end? Like no,
not
no.
really.
No. They're bowl games. So they won the Big Ten, so they get to go play in the Rose Bowl.
Alabama's like, in the Sugar Bowl.
It made
and
no sense.
Michigan's in the Rose Bowl.
So I am glad they're doing a whole tournament, and maybe they'll keep adding teams to it, whatever.
They definitely will.
However,
yeah.
It really did take a lot of the intensity as a fan out of the conference championship games, including Indiana, Ohio State. Because you're like, all right, number one versus number two, they're both undefeated. Not only are both going to still make the tournament, regardless of the result, both are going to get a first-round bye, regardless of the result. And as it turns out, Indiana wins the game. I would argue Ohio State has a better bracket in front of them than Indiana.
Indiana's got a rematch with Oregon looming.
They got not only that, but they get the Alabama-Oklahoma winner, whereas Ohio State gets the A&M-Miami winner. I mean, I guess you could apples to oranges. I'd rather play like A&M or Miami than I would Oklahoma or Alabama, but whatever. So Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech are the teams with the byes. Oregon, James Madison is your 5-12. Oklahoma, Alabama, 8-9. Ole Miss, Tulane, of course, without Lane Kiffin, is your 6-11, and then A&M, Miami. Who do you got winning the whole thing?
Oh.
I go Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I know they
probably
just
still,
lost. I know they just lost. Yeah. Probably them. Georgia's playing really well. I wouldn't sleep on Georgia. No, I'm just hoping for better games this go around. And I do think not giving conference champions auto top four bids is going to help that. I hope
Tech Oregon should be pretty good.
Tech Oregon should be great. Yeah. I wouldn't sleep on that A&M team. I know they got tripped up late in the year. I wouldn't fall asleep on that team.
Grab bag. Loaded up with random things they missed throughout the day. Anything that you might need, they got inside for you. Grab bag.
Yeah!
Hey, don't look now, Jones. The Boston Celtics are flying up the NBA standings. They have won 5 straight games. They beat an undermanned LA Lakers team, although they did have to go through Austin Reeves on Friday night.
I'll give Jordan Walsh a little credit for that. Jordan Walsh bothered the crap out of Austin Reeves in that game. I'm hesitant to give him any credit, but I saw it in that game.
And they beat Toronto yesterday, back-to-back 30-point games for Jaylen Brown. The team is 15-9. They're off until Thursday when they visit the Milwaukee Bucks. And then next Monday, they play the Detroit Pistons.
They're the third seed in the East.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
Number 3. And the two teams ahead of them, Detroit and New York, they just beat them both. Like, how high can this team go in the Eastern Conference, Keith?
As high as their imagination will take
them. Is it crazy to say they could be the number 1 seed in the East without Tatum?
Duck boats.
It's not I don't think it's going to happen.
They have the best scoring. No, they don't. I'm sorry. They have the second best scoring differential in the conference.
Yeah, but the East, there's been years where the best team doesn't even have the number 1 seed. But this is a year where I don't even know who truly the number 1 team is. I thought Detroit was going to be good. I liked them last year. They played ahead of maybe expectation.
Right.
Oh, well, way ahead. They had like the greatest single season turnaround, didn't they? Didn't they have the biggest
last year?
Change?
Yes. I mean, one of them. Yeah.
I thought they'd be good, but I wasn't saying number 1 seed. I thought that was gonna be the Cavs or the Knicks, and then maybe Orlando, and then Detroit.
So here's the thing. So it's like, can the Celtics be the 1 seed without Tatum? That's crazy in a vacuum to say.
Yeah.
But then you look at the other teams. Well, who is it? Is it Detroit? Is it New York? The Cavs are the 8 seed right now. Philly fell off after a hot start. Toronto's probably about to fall off. They didn't look impressive against the Celtics. Maybe Orlando's figuring it out a little bit. Like, there's not like a world-beating dominant team in the East. They could go to 1.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I grab my bag. Whoa, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Boston Bruins have won 2 in a row for the first time since November 8th. Since November 11th, excuse me. So almost a month it's taken them to win back-to-back games. They beat New Jersey on Saturday to get to 17-13 on the season. They are off tonight. They will take on Jim Montgomery once again.
Oh, another revenge
game. St. Louis Blues tomorrow. Morgan Geeky, another goal for him yesterday. 22.
He's close.
22 on the season. Through 30 games played, Geeky on pace for a 60-goal season.
Nice. Yeah. Billy, what was the update you've had on Pastrnak and McAvoy? They're both, like, working their way
making
back.
Making the trip. I'm not sure if they're going to play, though.
Okay. How about that, though? But they've been winning without Pastrnak. They've been without McAvoy. They're back to second in the Atlantic right now, although, again, they still have those pesky games.
Yeah, they're tied with Tampa for the most points, but they've played more games than everybody else in the division, so they could get past. But at least they broke that streak of win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. So I'll take that.
Oh, grab bag, asking all the questions because they do not know the answers. Oh, Keith and Jones, taught to ride like herding cats. Oh, they don't know, so they keep asking away.
Is it a compliment? That whole song? Probably not.
Well,
probably not.
Maybe.
Golden Globe nominations. Yeah. Okay. Golden Globe noms are out.
Oh, good.
Jones, Best Picture Drama, the nominees. Frankenstein.
Haven't seen it.
Hamnet.
Haven't seen it.
It Was Just an Accident.
Haven't seen it.
The Secret Agent.
Didn't see it.
Sentimental Value.
Haven't seen it.
Sinners.
Thinking about it.
I've seen only two. I've seen like a ton of movies. Me and Nick have seen a ton of movies. Oh. I've seen Sinners and I've seen Frankenstein. Best Picture Musical / Comedy. Blue Moon.
Haven't seen it.
Begonia.
Nope.
Marty Supreme.
Nope.
No Other Choice.
No.
Nouvelle Vague.
Uh-uh.
One Battle After Another.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Then they have a bunch of actor, actresses awards. And then let me get to your TV. Best Drama Series. The Diplomat.
Haven't seen it.
The Pit.
Haven't seen it.
Pluribus.
Nope.
Severance.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. That's my pick.
Slow Horses.
Haven't seen it.
And The White Lotus.
Nope.
I've seen.
You've seen all those, right?
No, only half. The Pit, Pluribus, which is ongoing, so I haven't finished it, but it's still going, in Severance.
My uncle Pete, big fan of Tier Tuesday.
Hell yeah, Pete.
Loves Slow Horses.
I heard it's
Gary
great.
Oldman?
Yes.
Loves
Apple Plus. Yeah.
Loves Slow Horses. Shout out Uncle Pete. Yeah.
Best Musical / Comedy Series.
Oh.
Abbott Elementary.
Haven't seen it.
The Bear.
Seen it.
Hacks.
Nope.
Nobody Wants This.
I've seen that.
Only Murders in the Building.
Seen a few seasons of that.
Yeah, it's still going. And then The Studio, which I thought was incredibly overrated, that. But...
Let's go.
They're still making it.
Let's go the Bear.
Okay, there it is.
Who do you call when your grab bag's busted? Call Jones and Keefe. 1-800-54-GRAB-BAG. Call Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, oh, wherever good. You are.
Segment within a segment, Jones has Bob Ryan tweeted.
Probably.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, it was a long weekend.
Yeah, no, he definitely has. So this weekend, he seemed to be responding to eye tests, like Twitter eye tests.
Oh, good.
So a fake Elon Musk account tweeted out an eye test, which is just like a yellow circle. And he says, what number do you see? No one gets it right in the morning.
Are you sure it's a yellow circle or is this like a colorblind test and you can't see it?
Well, so it says eye test in white, and then there's like a brown square, and then inside the brown square is a yellow circle.
Just a yellow circle. Yeah, I see that.
Bob said... Looks like 815.
He's right. His eyes are good.
You see that?
Wait, yeah, I do.
I don't see anything.
You can't see.
Dude, I don't see anything. This is like at the beginning when you play a game on PS5 and they're like, adjust the light. I'm like, what, dude?
I might have to do this on my own computer, but I also see nothing.
Okay, yeah, it's right there. It's a lighter shade of yellow.
Bob's got like
hawk-like vision.
I'm looking over at his screen over there.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm looking for it. All right, keep going.
He found 815. You got... people like that. Then he also another
there's something in that.
Yeah, E15.
Yeah, Nick apparently has it.
What?
So then he responded to a separate fake Elon Musk account.
If you click it, if you enlarge it, it's a little bit more visible.
Right,
but still,
I see it.
The other eye test, you see A15. So you and Bob Ryan are locked in on that.
Nice.
So then another eye test from commentary Elon Musk. I know 99% of you will fail this question.
Okay.
What number do you see? And it is just a bunch of black and white horizontal lines.
Also A15.
Now he said, looks like 67. No? Question mark? Nobody responded or answered that.
No one had
which is
back.
Mean.
Man, I don't see anything on this one either. Am I sneaky blind? I don't see anything.
You don't see that?
You gotta relax your eyes.
There's no way you don't see that.
I don't see either one.
It's a schooner.
It's a sailboat.
Am I blinder than Keith?
I think so.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't see anything in there.
I don't either.
You guys don't see that.
And then he also responded to somebody who I tried to see what the question was, and that count has been suspended, so I can't see the question.
Okay. Man, Bob Ryan has better eyes than you by like a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't have made that bet at all.
I could see. I guess not.
Yeah. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, who was the best NBA performer from yesterday? We have a murderer's row here. Oh. Was it LeBron James, 29-7-6?
I can't. Good. He skipped the Celtics game. I can't give it to him.
Was it Nikola Jokic, 28-9-11?
Probably.
Was it Jamal Murray, 34 points, 5 assists? Was it Jaylen Brown, 30 points, 8 boards, 5 assists? Or was it Luka Doncic, 31 points, 15 rebounds, and 11 assists.
Lakers players are out. I'm not giving it to that. Let's go with Jaylen. They're red hot. I'm going Jaylen again.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a random ball player who would play both hot corners, also caught a few games.
Nice.
Two hot corners and a catching spot. 16 years in the majors,
woo!
Almost as many teams.
Oh, no.
Cardinals, Mets, Rangers, Dodgers, Rockies, Phillies, Cubs, Marlins, Yankees, Expos, Orioles.
One more time.
Cardinals, Mets, Rangers, Dodgers, Rockies, Phillies, Cubs, Marlins, Yankees, Expos, Orioles.
That's what I thought you said. Okay, good.
16 years, cup of coffee, 1989, hung it up after the 2004 season at the ripe old age of 38. He was sixth in the Rookie of the Year voting in 1990.
Never an MVP?
No.
I mean, no All-Star is what I meant to say. No All-Stars?
No All-Stars. Huh. No, not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Although, would I take him over?
At this rate?
Would I take him over Jeff Kent? Maybe. I would.
All right, if you had to identify him with one specific team, because there's a lot of teams there.
Two-time NL Player of the Week.
Nice.
So,
who do you, Rich Keefe, personally identify this player with?
Oh, between the Cardinals and the Mets.
Cardinals, Mets, first and third throughout the 90s.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit of catcher mixed in there.
He had a season high.
Todd Hundley?
No.
We've had Todd Hundley before.
Well, it doesn't stop it from happening.
Todd Zeal.
He got it.
Oh, we've had him too, I think. Todd Zeal. Maybe that's who we've had.
Todd Zeal?
Not Todd
Hundley. Have we had every player?
We've had every player ever.
We've done all the players?
Yeah, that was.
Should have beat us to it.
Up. Hang on.
Todd Zeal.
The Fat Bowler had it.
Fat Bowler. Nice job, Fat Bowler.
Text line definitely had it. Arcan. Arcan doesn't realize he listens on a delay. Sometimes he's like, no, I had it. Yeah, I'm like, well, not when I looked. You're on delay out there.
I didn't even get to some of his juicy stats. So we've had Todd Zeal.
Oh, good.
Made $40 million.
I'm pretty sure we've had Todd Zeal. That sounds familiar, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But you can understand the challenges here, because I hear guesses all the time. Like, I don't know, like,
I know, but
count?
Again, at one point, a listener did just give you a master list of all these, and you could have just updated it once per day from then, and we would not have this problem.
I got a lot on my plate. Yeah. So. Now the horse is out of the barn, as they say.
That's true. So, that is what they say.
Trying to remember all the random players is a tough task.
We do have a Pete Alonso update if you want it, Keith.
Yeah, I'll take it.
From John Heyman, New York Post exclusive, a.k.a. Boris called him.
He blocked me on Twitter, so I have not seen this.
Pete Alonso is expected to drive to the winter meetings. Where's he from? To meet with teams. Is he from, like, the town over from
I'm
Orlando?
I'm guessing he has a house everywhere.
Where is he driving from?
Wherever he wants.
His family's in Disney World? Maybe. He's expected to drive to the winter meetings.
Cool.
I drove to Orlando. My father drove us to Orlando when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a long drive.
It's not the way to go to Disney
from
World.
From Canada, where you grew up?
It's not the way to go to Disney World, if you're listening. But okay, that's what he's doing. Red Sox and Orioles are among teams on his schedule to meet with.
Okay.
It's good, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he has like a lot of clients. You might want to talk to him.
Good gas mileage.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
He can write it off. Write it off.
He's road tripping with the fellas. Like
looks
the,
like he might live in Tampa or near Tampa.
There you go. Right, that's less impressive. Okay.
Yeah, get in there.
He was road tripping like all the guys driving up to Bruins and Canadiens that day.
Oh, that's true.
On their way to Super Sex, eating the beef jerky. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And we'll get you the clip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Du jour next.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today, we're talking baseball free agency. Winter meetings are going on right now. Rob Bradford is there. We're going to check in with him on Wednesday. But, of course, Pete Alonso, that topic got brought up, also known as the polar bear, which led to some sad polar bear facts.
I'd love for you to land Pete Alonso or bring back Alex Bregman.
Quick, sad but true polar bear fact.
Yeah.
You know what they'll eat if they have to?
Oh, don't say they're young.
Other polar bears. Devastating.
I feel like this has come up
on the show before. Well, I know. I think about it twice a week.
Yeah.
It's like I watched the documentary on it one time, and it really affected me.
Planet Earth, one of those Planet Earth episodes 10, 15 years ago, whenever
those
came out.
Did you want to, feed them? I'm like, feed them!
They got real preachy on one of those. Polar bears, like, swimming in the ocean. They're like, this is what it's going to be like if there's no ice drifts.
Right.
Clean it up. Stop using so many fossil fuels. They got, like, real preachy about
it. Plastic straw guy. You. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You're killing that polar bear.
That
right
polar
there.
Bear's dying.
You see him swimming?
There's no food for him.
He's got nowhere to jump out.
And then they look over to their young and you're like, no, don't you dare. And I'm like, how are you filming this? Throw him like a pork chop or something.
All right, well, in the meantime, the Red Sox can pay him quite a bit of dough.
Yes, they can.
And get that done.
Maybe they will. Maybe they'll get the polar bear.
Now he's
get the polar bear at Polar Park. We can do a show there. We're welcome there.
So smart.
The whole thing.
So smart. He's en route, I guess, to Orlando from Tampa. Is that what he said? That's where he lives?
I guess so. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, he's en route to the winter meeting.
Told me.
To meet with the Red Sox and Orioles, among other teams, according to John Heyman of the New York Post. Crossover.
It's an hour and 20-minute drive.
There you go. Yeah. He's driving an hour. He's like driving out to Worcester. It's like driving to Boulder
Park. Cam Schlittler going to Boston from his house.
That's a good point. WEEI Afternoons, the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate the season at the Nines with delicious holiday menu specials like the Creamy Lobster Carbonara or the Baked Stuffed Shrimp and Lobster Combo. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Drake May today.
Drake May,
yes.
Marcus Jones, Patriots Monday. They have practice today, which is different than most Mondays, but it sounds like we could get them sort of early in the show. I think they wrap up practice around 2.
All right.
So we'll talk to the quarterback, hopefully a little longer than we talked to him last week. He wanted to get to the bye. This week's just a work week, so I think he's ready.
Game on Sunday.
Yeah,
he's got all the time in the world now, yeah.
Matchup with Josh Allen. Got to buff up that MVP resume, because those of us that have buyouts, the buyout is shrinking. So I need a performance on Monday, plus hat and t-shirt game. Sunday. Hat and t-shirt game. Can clinch the division. How about that Burrow Allen game yesterday?
It was pretty good until Burrow was like, you can have it.
Well, it was
awkward. That frustrated me.
He probably shouldn't have shot putted the ball out
there.
What
was he doing? Like, I know it's snowing, but it was like weird.
Veteran quarterback, if you can't get a grip, maybe just like fall down.
Yeah,
like,
hold on to it.
You know, live to fight another play.
That was tough.
But those games, I was telling these guys when we were prepping, I think those games are my favorite games to watch. Burrow versus Allen.
Oh,
well, in the snow adds that next level.
Snow game helps.
But I love snow games.
Yeah, those two guys
And then
are
those
good.
Two in the snow.
Yep.
That's like, and we need somebody for Drake May. We may get into that. Like, who's Drake May's guy?
Should like, be this guy.
Maybe, but he's a little older. I feel like he needs more of a contemporary.
Nix.
And I don't think any of the
Bo
contemporaries.
Nix. Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is a good one.
Maybe.
Could be. Stroud's not good enough.
Stroud's not good enough.
Trevor Lawrence is not good
Trevor
enough.
Trevor Lawrence is, and he's a little older.
Herbert's a little older.
He's older.
But it you don't really play him.
Could
either.
Be on the horizon. Maybe it's Mendoza or.
We didn't talk about
Simpson.
This.
Oh, Mendoza's post game.
What a wild man loser
Why are you
he was after
right
the game.
At the camera?
Yes,
you're making me very
he's
uncomfortable.
No, even the pregame interview was crazy. He's a weird dude.
He's strange.
I don't think he can be a quarterback.
No, he's
Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We're supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Flipping
Won't
champs.
Take
so
a
bust. That's, a bu- that's the sound of a bust.
Yeah, I wouldn't take him with your
That's
pick.
The sound of the next New York Jets quarterback bust.
That's the QB version of that. I'm going to Iowa! I'm going to New England! Like,
oh, yeah.
Howard Dean.
Your campaign just ended.
He lost it.
Yep. You just lost it. All teams were like, nope, check him off.
Never mind. Thanks for coming out.
I did enjoy that upset, though. I did enjoy watching Ohio State lose.
Fun game.
Yeah.
Okay, WEEI Afternoon. Stay tuned for it. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. They'll talk to Drake May. They'll talk to Marcus Jones. They'll recap the weekend that was in the NFL and look ahead, of course, to Pats and Bills on Sunday in Foxborough. We are back tomorrow. Tier Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday, Key for Madness. It all starts at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.